Global Food Company, serious about their responsibility. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. Smithfield Foods, the largest pork producer in the world, is headquartered in Virginia, and they have facilities in 26 states and around the globe, and lots of products that come right here in Tennessee. And we recently talked with their Senior Vice President of Corporate Affairs, Dennis Tracy, about the company's transparency and animal welfare.
The people in the cities in New York and Seattle and Los Angeles and Miami aren't going to go to the farm, and they're not going to try to understand what goes on. They just want to know everything's okay. We have to have a mechanism to assure them of that. The way you do it is you make sure that what you're doing on the farm is actually defendable, that animal welfare is of the highest order, which makes sense because anybody raises animals, they do it because they're going to sell them. It's what they make. So they want them to be healthy and they want them to be of quality.
Dennis Tracy says, unfortunately, there are incidents of animal cruelty, but they are working at educating their employees and farmers better about proper animal care.
The real challenge for all of us is to make sure that our systems are sound and strong, that we're listening to Extension when they give advice on environment, that we're listening to animal welfare and veterinarian talent about what it is that we're doing on farm with animals, and that we convey that information in a positive way to your neighbors, your friends.
And Tracy believes that farmers have to continue their efforts in speaking out to the general public about what it is they do.
But I tell you, if every farmer in this country got up and went and talked to the Moose Lodge or went and talked to the Rotary Club or went and talked to the church, I think everything would change for the better.
Dennis Tracy, Senior Vice President of Smithfield Foods. And while animal rights groups like HSUS and PETA continue to look for ways to stop the production of animal agriculture, livestock farmers and companies like Smithfield Foods are working to improve it. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.